Residents are still dealing with the aftermath of catastrophic flooding more than a week after Tropical Storm Ida battered both New York and New Jersey. And experts say that could be the case for months to come, because people who live in flooded homes face health and safety hazards that will still be there long after the waters have receded. Health and Science Data reporter Jacqueline Jeffrey-Walensky joins us to tell us more about the dangers left in Ida's wake. Hey, Jacqueline.
Hey, how's it going?
Let's start with the water itself. What makes it so dangerous?
So the floodwater is contaminated, and that's thanks in part to the New York City sewer system, which mixes up stormwater and human waste. So the water carries bacteria, viruses, and raw sewage, all of which can make people sick. In fact, some Queens residents have gotten sick after their homes were flooded. The water can also pick up chemicals, pesticides, whatever was on the ground it flowed over, and it leaves that stuff behind even after the floodwaters recede. It can also really wreck a home, so the electrical system, the plumbing, even the foundation can get really messed up. And in some cases, it might even compromise the structural integrity. The experts I talked to said to look out for signs like cracked or bulging walls and sagging roofs, because those can mean that the house isn't safe to inhabit. And then the big one is mold. So any porous surface the water touches is a haven for mold if it's wet for more than a day. And mold is dangerous for kids, babies, older adults, people with compromised immune systems. It's also not great for anyone with asthma, allergies, and other breathing issues, and that includes COVID.
Cleaning all of this up is pretty dangerous too, right?
Yeah, it is. So like cleaning and disinfecting can help you fix the mold and get rid of the pathogens. But if you overuse or combine your cleaning products, or if you're in a poorly ventilated room, the chemicals can make some pretty toxic fumes, and those can be harmful in and of themselves. And then with your really extensive repairs, they can actually kick up lead dust and asbestos, which can then be ingested by young kids. And that puts them at risk for lead poisoning and other health problems. And obviously, it's not great for adults either.
Who is the most at risk, Jacqueline, of getting sick from this stuff? Do these hazards affect everyone equally?
Yeah, they don't. So they're especially critical for the estimated hundreds of thousands of New Yorkers living in unregulated basement apartments. And I'm sure you remember, this group made up a big proportion of the Ida-related deaths in New York City. So 11 people drowned in the floodwaters while they were trapped in their basement apartments. And even now, because these units may lack exits and proper ventilation, and because they have low elevation, they got the worst of the flooding. So they're likely the most damaged, and then they're harder to dry out after they're submerged, which makes them even more vulnerable to mold.
You know, Jacqueline, all of this is so tragic and stressful. Do we know anything about the psychological impacts of something like this?
Yeah, we know a little bit. Studies suggest that suffering losses in a storm can induce or exacerbate mental health conditions, especially things like depression and post-traumatic stress disorder. And we know from a report on the health impacts of Superstorm Sandy that kids whose homes were damaged by the storm were actually 3 to 4 times as likely as their unaffected peers to be depressed. And they were also twice as likely to experience sleep problems. That was true for their parents, too. They reported 3 times as much depression and mental health distress if they lived in an impacted household.
So what do you do if you're someone who's living in a household that was impacted by all of this? How do you stay safe and healthy as you try to recover from this?
The big thing is, as you're cleaning and throwing things out, you should be wearing personal protective equipment, you know, your trusty N95 mask, as well as gloves, goggles, and waterproof boots. These can all help protect you from all that bad stuff in the floodwater, as well as mold and dust. And of course, like, don't feel like you have to do it all by yourself. So if there's a ton of mold, for example, you're probably better off going with a flood remediation company rather than trying to DIY it. Especially if your home requires lots of repairs, anything to do with like walls or insulation, you're going to want a registered contractor who's familiar with safe practices around asbestos. Finally, ease the financial burden with disaster assistance. You can apply for help from the Federal Emergency Management Agency at disasterassistance.gov. And there are details on how to do that, as well as lots of other resources compiled by the city at nyc.gov/Ida.
That's Health and Science Data reporter Jacqueline Jeffrey-Walensky. Thanks so much, Jacqueline.
Thank you.